The state of Kansas has ended January 2025 with total tax collections at $942.8 million. That's $15.9 million above the estimate, with total tax collections up 1.5% from January 2024. Governor Kelly said while current revenues are in line with the estimates, it's important that they continue to focus on fiscal responsibility to ensure long-term financial health in Kansas. Individual income tax collections were $500.1 million, $25.1 million above the estimate, and up 5.1% from January 2024. And corporate income tax collections were $73 million, $20 million below the estimate, and down 18.7% from January of last year. Secretary of Revenue Mark Burkhart said that the tax system deployment on Friday, January 31st, was delayed, and it delayed that day's individual income tax refunds to February 3rd. Total taxes collected would have been extremely close to the forecasted amount for the month of January. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $348.8 million, $11.8 million above the estimate, and up $4.5 million from January 2024. The Kansas Department of Agriculture, in partnership with the Kansas Foundation for Agriculture in the Classroom, is now accepting applications from Kansas-licensed early child care facilities to participate in a program to increase child nutrition knowledge and consumption of local fruits and vegetables. The program, titled Our Earliest Eaters, Bringing the Farm to Kansas Licensed Early Child Care Facilities, will provide Kansas licensed early child care facilities with age-appropriate curriculum about Kansas specialty crops and reimbursements for purchasing locally grown fruits and vegetables. Through a competitive application process, 50 facilities will be selected to receive agricultural education activities and resource kits developed by the Kansas Foundation for Agriculture in the Classroom at no cost. And upon demonstration of teaching the provided curriculum, the selected facilities will receive reimbursement of up to $250 per growing season to cover the cost of purchasing fruits and vegetables grown by Kansas farmers and producers to use in the provided educational activities, as well as serve in their meal programs. The Kansas Department of Agriculture will help the selected licensed early child care facilities identify farmers and producers local to their facility to purchase healthy fruits and vegetables from, and by building relationships between licensed early child care facilities and local farmers and producers, this program will increase nutrition knowledge and consumption of specialty crops in the earliest eaters, while creating new market outlets for Kansas specialty crop producers. Applications are due to the Kansas Department of Agriculture no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, February 28th. And for more information, you can visit Our Earliest Eaters at agriculture.ks.gov/grants. On Wednesday, U.S. Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas, Tim Kaine of Virginia, Todd Young of Indiana, and Jack Reed of Rhode Island introduced bipartisan legislation to reauthorize the Dr. Lorna Breen Health Care Provider Protection Act, a comprehensive law Senators Marshall, Kaine, Young, and Reed successfully passed in 2022 to help prevent suicide, burnout, and mental and behavioral health conditions among health care professionals. The laws already provided $100 million in funding for mental health care for providers across the country. However, provisions of the law that made this funding possible expired last year. The Dr. Lorna Breen Health Care Provider Protection Reauthorization Act would reauthorize these grant programs for 5 years. Senator Marshall said our health care providers dedicate their lives to taking care of patients, and sometimes this comes at their own expense. So they must ensure that they're giving them the support they need when it comes to their mental health. He said he's proud to join Senators Kaine, Young, and Reed in leading the reauthorization of this very important program, which helps provide access to mental and behavioral health resources to healthcare professionals. The Kansas Department of Transportation has added new features to the CanDrive Road and Weather Information website and mobile app in an effort to improve safety and create an enhanced travel experience for drivers across the state. The new interactive navigation features were developed as part of the U.S. 83 Advanced Technology Project that is currently underway, and most of the features will be available for use statewide. The U.S. 83 Corridor Project extends from the southern Finney County line to the northern Thomas County line. CanDrive already provides real-time travel information, including road conditions, closures, camera and video footage, and construction and detour information. The new features and upgrades that were designed to provide more information to motorists will display oversized truck locations on the U.S. 83 corridor only, send alerts on high wind, low visibility, and ice and snow road conditions, operate on the Amazon Alexa home speaker and app, integrate with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, enhance detour information, and improve sharing of information for work zones. The Kansas Department of Transportation encourages motorists to use CanDrive to plan trips in advance, and you can know before you go by visiting CanDrive at candrive.gov or by downloading the app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. In Nebraska news, according to court documents, 46-year-old Monica Carney of Lincoln was placed in the Lancaster County Jail on suspicion of felony theft after a months-long embezzlement investigation at a local auto shop. On August 29th, the Lincoln Police Department received a report of embezzlement at Muscle Car Concepts near 20th Street and Cornhusker Highway. After the owner became suspicious of Carney, the office manager, and finding additional hours on her time card. In the past, the owner stated that he had caught her using the company's Amazon card for personal expenses. During an investigation, police learned that Carney made 13 unauthorized cash withdrawals, totaling $12,574, while making company deposits. And the affidavit alleges that she also used the company's Amazon credit card to make 18 purchases for electronics, clothing, and pet items with a bill of $1,659.55. Authorities issued an arrest warrant for Carney on January 30th, and on Monday, a judge set her bond at $5,000. Her next court hearing is scheduled for March 11th. A pair of foster parents in Hastings are facing charges of child abuse after a police investigation. Joseph and Lisa Bell have each been charged with 3 counts of intentional child abuse with no injury in Adams County Court, and most of the details of the case are sealed by the court. However, the available court documents show that charges are related to actions between August 4th and February 4th and involve 3 minor children between the ages of 8 and 11. Officers arrested the pair on February 4th, 1 day after police were notified by the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services about a potential case of child abuse and neglect at the home, and the allegations involved poor living conditions and physical abuse. Police reported that the couple served as foster parents and had 7 children ranging in age from 8 to 17 living in the home. According to court records, the children have been placed in temporary custody with DHHS. If convicted, each charge carries a maximum penalty of 3 years in prison. Joseph Bell and Lisa Bell have both posted 10% of a $10,000 bond, and they're due back in court at 9 a.m. on March 20th.